I want to welcome to the stage the mother of this house, an amazing woman of God. Will y'all put your hands together for Pastor Corinne?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Happy Mom's Day to all the mamas. Natural mothers, spiritual mothers, we're so thankful for you. And of course, I'm so honored. I love my mommy. I can't say it too much or I'm just going to cry with her. She's crying already. This is where I get it from. I love you. Happy birthday to her. Birthday was 2 weeks ago. And I'm just so thankful for you in my life. I'm thankful for my other mom that by marriage, like we joined in, and I'm just so blessed. I'm surrounded by beautiful women and powerful in the spirit and in the natural. And so I celebrate you. I celebrate you. And I know today may bring some mixed feelings for some who maybe your mom is not here anymore, or maybe you're not with her today, or maybe you're a mother who has lost a child at some point. I just want to speak God's strength and comfort for you today and his peace into your life. And I pray that you just feel his love overwhelm you in his presence today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We have been talking about faith, persistent faith, powerful faith. And I'm so honored to talk about this topic today. Last week was amazing. If you weren't here or if you missed it, go back and listen to it. Get our app. Go on YouTube. Whatever you need to do to connect and listen to the word. It was awesome. So awesome. And we're going to springboard off of that today. And we're going to be talking about the legacy of faith. Legacy of faith. And about a year ago, I was remembering that we were all kind of in the same place. We were at home. We've been quarantined. There was a lot going on. We were at the beginning of this whole process, right? And so much was happening. I remember having numerous conversations with my children. They had questions. Their world had changed. They went from having regular school to now being at home and homeschooling, or I kind of, you know, half online and all that stuff. And so everything was just different. It was a lot different. And they were watching us as parents handle what was happening. They were watching others and, you know, people around us, our neighbors, church, the world, everybody. They were just seeing everything happen, and they had questions. And during that time, we did our best to answer their questions, right, led by the Spirit. And when one of these particular nights, I remember I was laying in bed. Christian was on one side. Esperanza was on the other. We had just finished our devotion. And, of course, at that point, right before it's time to, like, really go to sleep, it's like 100 questions. You know, and so we were about to pray, and they said, one of the questions that came up was just like, what if we, you know, what if this happens? What if we get coronavirus? Or how, you know, how does this all work? And I just remember saying to them, like, you don't have to be afraid. You know, we serve a God that is greater than any sickness, greater than any fear. You know, we don't have to give in to this. And I said, God is going to protect us. And even if we were confronted with the virus, God would see us through. So I assured them, my lesson for them was, you do not need to fear. You can depend on God. And so fast forward now, we're in the middle of this past April, and all of a sudden our family is confronted with the virus. And it was so beautiful to see, one, God's grace through the whole thing, but to watch our children stand up with strong faith and just believe that everything was going to be fine. You know, they would pray, like Christian would pray for Joshua and I when we weren't feeling good. And I just saw their faith in action. And I know that people can just maybe assume that that's just, you know, that comes with the territory, but it was something that was instilled. It was something that was passed down from a parent to a child. And I want to encourage you today with this scripture. Let's go to 2 Timothy 1, 5 through 7. So Paul was talking to Timothy, and he said, as I think of your strong faith that was passed down through your family line, It began with your grandmother, Lois, who passed it on to your dear mother, Eunice. And it's clear you, too, are following in the footsteps of their godly example. It was something that was passed down. Faith is it's multi-generational. So the principle here is faith is multi-generational. Transfer it to the next generation. You know, it's not just something for us to hold in ourselves and lightly teach it. We need to instill it. We need to cultivate it. We need to live it and let our children and those around us to glean from it. Mothers, I challenge you today, what example are you giving your children? We have a responsibility to pass on this legacy of faith because we're going to have a legacy of something. What is it? We want to have this legacy of faith that we leave. And of course, that applies to fathers, families. The younger generation is watching us. It's not just they're watching one person. They're seeing how the world is developing and in responses to things. It's our responsibility as believers to exemplify the right thing, exemplify faith. I come from a family of strong mamas, many, many strong women in our family. And I, like I said, I'm thankful that once I married, it's like God added to that. And in our family, our faith in God is number one. And I know that's not everybody's story or everybody's situation right now. So I want to just let you know that God can work through you, even if you're the first. Even if you feel like you're alone in it, let me encourage you today, you're not alone. I want you to say this out loud with me. God can work through me. God can work through me. I remember different individuals in history. Take Paul, for example. Who was Paul before he was Paul? He was Saul. He hated believers. He hated Christians. He wanted to kill them all, and he did kill Christians. So wouldn't you say he's the first to kind of turn and look at the impact that he is still having today? You know, I think that there's nothing that is by coincidence in God's word. Everything means something, and God uses this example for us to see that it's awesome, and that's something we should treasure and work towards, but you don't have to feel like you're by yourself. It can begin with you. Let's continue to see what Paul says here. In verse 6, I'm writing to encourage you to fan into a flame and rekindle the fire of the spiritual gift that God imparted into you when I laid my hands upon you. There's some things that are only transferred through a laying on of hands. It is an impartation. And that is why a community of faith is so important. And the truth is, one of the gifts of the Spirit is faith. So yes, God gives everybody a measure, but he also can give you a gift of faith. I see people that have the gift of faith. Man, they're movers and shakers. We have this free gift that we can obtain if we just seek it out. So, for God will never give you the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control. You see how those two are connected? He talks about the spiritual gift of God that was imparted into him, and then he says, because fear is not from him. Like, God will never give you fear. So, you know, the world and everybody will try to dress it up in different ways. Caution, wisdom, this, that. But we have to be really careful that we're not clothing a spirit of fear with something religious, because there's so much out there that like what the whole world, our whole planet is battling a spirit of fear. It's not just touched the U.S. It's touched every nation. And so we're in the middle of this fight where we have to really identify there is this battle in the spirit realm. I want to make it so simple, faith like a child. Fear is not of God. It's not of God. So no matter what it looks like, it's not from him. If you find yourself quietly worrying, thinking, rehearsing, concerned, you know, think of all the words that could be used to describe an internal feeling of being afraid, then we need to do a heart check, like Francesca shared 2 weeks ago. We have to do a heart check because God didn't give that to us. Sometimes we allow it. We open the door and when you start entertaining it, it begins to get bigger and bigger, right? Whatever you like begin to exalt gets bigger. So we have to check our hearts. Out of the abundance, the mouth speaks. Some people are really good at like not talking about it, internalizing it. But I want to challenge you today. Whatever is in here eventually will seep out, whether it be with your actions, what you say, what you don't say. Somebody's watching. And we all have to give an account to God for our actions, for what we say, for what we haven't said when we're supposed to say. So it's important. What legacy are we leaving behind? What are we showing everybody around us? Are we showing people we're full of faith? Are we showing people we're full of other stuff? I love what Pastor Joshua shared last week. It was so good. Talked about two operating systems, right? You got one that's like we live in the same world. We all live in the same world together. But some of us see the world through the lens of fear, and some of us see the world through the lens of faith. What are we seeing today? How are we viewing the world? In 1 John 4:18, it says that perfect love expels all fear. And I really like that translation because I like the strength of the word expels. It's not just, you know, like I turn my head from it, like expels, like you reject it, like you're pushing that thing out, all fear. And when I think about the fact that God is love, right? He's love and he's also perfect in all his ways. He is perfect love. If he lives in us, then he should be so great. We should allow him to be so great that when we are confronted with something that is fear, because it will confront us. But what we do in those moments is what really matters. Do we expel it? Do we reject it and say, nope, not today, not here? Or do we begin to think about it? Do we begin to let it kind of, you know, percolate in there? We have to be able to captivate every single thought. So that's our principle. If God should be so great in us that we expel fear. So when everybody else is saying it makes total sense for you to panic right now, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, you should be lining up to do whatever it is. You know, we do not need to follow suit like the world, like running around with our, like a chicken with their head cut off, you know, like the saying says, we need to be grounded. We need to be so full of faith that we're making decisions, not just in our flesh, not just because we're afraid something's going to happen, but because we know that God is telling us, do this. This is what I need you to do. So we have to be so careful because even in our own opinions, in our own thought processes, we begin to build this life. We begin to make a platform, whether you want to or not. We all have a platform. We all have a voice in our circle. So what are we using our voice for? You know, I see people getting behind so many movements. There's so many movements out there. And some of them have legitimate, like, good reasons behind it. But there's a lot of mixture out there. You have to be very careful with what you back and what you say. Because I don't know about you, but for me, I don't want to be one of those that leads somebody astray down the wrong path because I'm saying stuff that lines up with my opinions. I want my opinions to be like lined up with God's word. Like my opinions should be influenced by God's word, not what everybody else is saying, because it's just the thing. We have to counter the culture. So if it doesn't line up with scripture, not for me. I'm not going to say anything about it right now, you know, till God gives me something to say about it. Romans 12:2-3. So good. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern whose will? God's will. It's not my will. It's not what I want. It's not what I think is right. God's will. As you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in his eyes. I'm asking the question again, what is our legacy? Like, what is it that we're building here? If we want to build a better future, it does begin with faith. It doesn't begin with hate. It doesn't begin with division. It doesn't begin with trying to force somebody to see something like you. It doesn't begin with us being afraid. It's got to be faith. So what is it that we're passing down? Because just like in that first scripture that I shared, he said, the faith that was passed down from your grandmother, your mother, and I see it living in you. Other things can be passed down. Fear can be passed down. There have been spirits of fear that have been passed down from generation to generation. You know, there's been negativity. There's been bitterness. There's been brokenness, you know. And, like, I think about the fact, I'm just so aware of this. I'm so aware that, and I don't think it's just because, like, I'm a pastor. Like, I believe as a Christian, people watch everything that I do. And so it's so important to me as a Christian to be able to exemplify, like, how I deal with my own weaknesses and my own emotions and things. Like, you know, we got to walk with God. You know, so that when we're living our lives, it's not like we're doing everything in the natural that people are like, oh, I see, you know, and people will judge. But the point is, like, we need to be doing our best. And we need to know our role. We need to know our role. So my role, when I view it, I don't see it as just my job is to raise great kids for them to be successful in the world, you know, and to have a big church or this, you know, I really put into perspective, and I say this to challenge you. My role in this earth is to make more believers, is to influence others by Christ in me. So with that, when we move on to verse 3, he says, God has given me, this is Paul saying, God has given me grace to speak a warning about pride. I would ask each of you to be emptied of self-promotion and not create a false image of your importance. Humbling. Instead, this is so key, honestly assess your worth by using your God-given faith. Your God-given what?
Faith.
Faith as the standard of measurement. That is the standard of measurement that we should use to measure our lives. So if my faith is small, I know God can work with that, but I need to work harder, you know? I need to grow that thing because, like, how am I going to make an impact? You see, this is talking about worth. How am I going to make an impact in the world if my faith is so teeny small that I, you know, it's not going to make a dent? We've got to grow that thing. We got to work it. So why did Paul say this? It's so easy in our world to be distracted by our self-promotion, our accomplishments, right? We live in an Instagram, social media world where everybody is an influencer now. And, like, everybody's being an expert on fashion and travel and fitness and this and that. And, you know, all those things can be a great tool. But I think it always comes back to this. Everything that God has given us, our strengths, our, you know, the things that we're really awesome at and our influence is all supposed to be an aid to us pushing faith forward and getting the message out. You know, even people that are like, I don't see it like linear or like a box. You know, I don't know how to explain it. I see it as like we're all created in this world to work together to get the message out there, whether you're on a church stage or whether you're working out in the, you know, in regular day to day, if you're in school, you're in college, you're in, you know, at work, if you have a business, like how are we living our lives that impacts the people around us? It's so important. So I was reminded of a parallel that I saw that I thought was so interesting. I said, I got to share this. In the beginning, God told Adam and Eve, he said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, you know. And then later on, Jesus comes and he tells his disciples, go forth and make more disciples. There's like this commonality of multiplication. And if you look at it, it's such an interesting parallel. Family and ministry go hand in hand. It's not like you have to be in a church to make a difference, you know? Like you don't have to have a title in front of your name, minister, pastor, this, that. You are a believer. God has placed his spirit in you to be able to multiply the faith that he's put in you and be contagious to those around you, right? Everybody wants to talk about contagious. Be contagious with your faith. Be contagious with your faith so that people know, man, there's something so different. I mean, I know we hear that, but we can live a life that is so set apart that it is undeniable that God is with us. So my job is to multiply faith in others. That is our role, each and every one of us. Multiply faith in others. But we have to be full of faith. So what is it that we're full of? Because we could be full with a lot, right? We could be full of other stuff. We could be full of fear. We could be full of, anxiety. We could be full of a fear of fail. I've seen stuff and it's so sad to me, but if we can step back and say, Lord, show me what I need to be doing different. It can help us to really identify and begin to work that thing out, you know? So this is where I want to bring it. I really hope, I know today we were emphasizing the mothers, but I want to bring everybody in. Men, we need you. Like men are so powerful in the kingdom. And as a whole, like when we work together as a family unit, right? There is something so impactful in the kingdom. Like when we sang this little song, you know, together, that worship song, like it moves me every time because I think about the blessing that God wants to pour out on families, you know? And I just want to encourage you today, if you're saying, man, I feel like I'm up against, like my whole family's not saved, and sometimes I feel like I'm fighting this fight alone. I want to pray with you today. If you have a measure of faith that you feel has been lacking, that you say, man, I really want to grow this, or I feel like I've kind of gone up and down with it, or, you know, like there's moments where I feel really, really great, and then when this happens, I start to feel scared again, and then I don't know what to do. I want to pray, and just like we talked about earlier with the impartation and laying on of hands, we want to pray for you. I want to pray, and I want to give us an opportunity to really expel fear so that we can live lives that can share this legacy of faith. It's not something that we can just do on our, like, without the Spirit. It's so important for us to have the Spirit. All we have to do is have a willing heart and allow him to work through us. Let what people glean from us be that of faith, be just fullness of faith, and not this thing that tries to creep up and be like, well, common sense says this, or, you know, in the real world, blah, blah, blah. You know, we have to get to the place where we can identify when something is spiritual. And this whole fear thing has been very spiritual. It's got people committing suicide. It's got people depressed. I don't like it, you know. I feel like we have a responsibility to stand up and be distributors of faith, hope, love, joy, peace. So let's pray. If you would stand to your feet with me. If any of this spoke to you today, we're not going to do anything weird. We're just going to pray for you. I want to encourage you to come forward, and I'm going to just pray for you and ask God to impart a gift of faith, to increase your faith. If that's you, you can go ahead and come on up. I'm going to begin to just pray. God, I thank you today. I thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is in this room. I thank you, God, that you have called us to be bold as lions. You have not called us to be afraid. You have not called us to be the tail. You have called us to be the head. You've called us to be more than conquerors. Everything in your word, God, I thank you that everything in your word says that we are more than conquerors, says that you are with us. It all ties together, saying that we have the victory. And so, God, I'm thankful for those that have come up today, Lord. You know where their hearts are. You know where their families are. God, you know what they need. I don't know exactly what they need, but you know what they need. And I pray, Holy Spirit, right now, that as they've taken this step of faith, Lord, that you would meet them and that you would begin this transformation today. God, that they would not turn back and that they and go back to the old way, God, but that starting today, that it would be a new day in their walk with you, Lord, that they would be empowered to walk and live by faith and not by sight. So right now, if you would, everybody that's up here, just say this with me. I expel all fear in the name of Jesus. I reject it completely. I give it no place, not in my mind, not in my heart, not in my emotions, not in my body. You have to go. And I receive your perfect love, Lord. Be so great in me, God, that I can identify fear and reject it. I thank you, Lord, for your peace. And I thank you for your joy. And I receive those things today. Thank you for helping me walk this out. Thank you, Lord, for touching my family, helping us to create a legacy of faith. In Jesus' name. And I just want to pray for those that might be have come up here because they want to make a difference in their family. God, I thank you for those people. And I thank you, Lord, that there is nothing that is too difficult for you, God. I pray that you would give them eyes to see by the Spirit, that you would give them ears to hear when you're speaking to them, Lord, and that they would be obedient to speak when they need to speak and know when to speak, God. And I thank you, Lord, that the biggest, the loudest thing would be that their example and the life that they live. I thank you, God, for opportunities that you provide, God, for faith moments in those families, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you do what only you can do, what only you can do, Holy Spirit. We know it's not something we can just conjure up in the natural, Father, but we lean on you because we know you are our source. So I thank you today, God, for these things. We bless your holy name. And one more thing I want to make a call for. If if this whole thing is like new to you, I just want to give you this opportunity. If you're saying, man, I've heard about God, I've seen people at church, I've seen crazy stuff, but I want to know more about him. I want to know his love. I want to know his peace. I want to try this faith thing out. I want you to pray this prayer with me. God, I thank you for your love. Jesus, I thank you for what you did for me. I recognize that I need you. I recognize that I've done things that aren't that great, aren't good for me. And I ask for your forgiveness, Jesus. I ask you to be Lord of my life. Show me the way that I should live. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to connect with us. We'd love to connect with you. I want to just thank you guys for your obedience. I believe that what God did today is awesome. And we just speak that it is sealed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you for your presence in this place. I thank you, God, for the impartation that you give. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.